Now, today's top federal headlines. Families of U.S. military contractors kidnapped and killed in Iraq have urged the Supreme Court to take up their case over the government's contractor and hostage negotiation policies. Law 360 reports the petition they filed says they want to be able to pursue claims of allegedly unpaid contract benefits, life insurance payments, and other benefits in federal court. The suit is being pursued by the parents of three Crescent Security contractors who were kidnapped in 2006 and executed in 2008. The National Institute of Standards and Technology wants to fund up to two institutes as part of the National Network for Manufacturing Innovation. It will provide up to $140 million for the two. It's interested in proposals that can help improve methods to produce robotic systems and biopharmaceutical drugs. Customs and Border Protection has released its list of top 10 seizures of 2015. Our two favorite here in the newsroom are drugs shaped like watermelons and a cloned Border Patrol vehicle used in an attempt to smuggle illegal immigrants, which was seized just 3 weeks ago. See the entire list and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.